Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And of course, this is your host, Allison, and you know, I'm always happy that you join me. Thank you so much for being here. I just want to take a moment before I start the show and give a little shout out to my husband. Tomorrow is our 9-year anniversary, so happy anniversary, Sam. Oh, isn't that cute? Don't you love it? Okay, so now that I got personal business out of the way, I am happy to welcome back a friend of the show, psychic medium Michelle White Dove. Now, I don't know as if Michelle really needs much of an introduction, but Lifetime TV named her America's number one psychic after she won America's Psychic Challenge. And NBC's Today Show, Matt Lauer, interviewed her about her part in the HBO documentary, No One Dies in Lilydale. She's also been an expert guest on many TV and radio shows. She's not only a gifted psychic medium, but also a medical intuitive, an author, teacher, visionary, psychic detective, and futurist. Michelle is actually well known for the accuracy of her predictions. Not only all of that, but I got to say, you got some serious recommendations from my Facebook page today, Michelle, when I posted about tonight's show. Gail said that you are worth listening to, and she enjoyed you so much seeing you in person. And someone named Bernie Ross said, I saw her in person. I met her a few years ago, and she's so kind, and she really is a neat lady. And I got a second there, you know, rah-rah, because I've met you, too, and I really think that you are just, you know, just as you hear you on the radio, that's the way you are in person. You just really are straight up kind of a person, and I really enjoyed meeting you. So welcome back to the show, Michelle.
Well, thanks for having me. That means a lot to me, what you said, and just from your, you know, as you say, personally meeting somebody and putting the voice with the energy and see if they're living that. So that really means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you're exactly as you're just exactly as you come across, and I really see a person that has a mission. I have to say, I see a person
Thank
that
you.
Has a mission. I see a person that's committed to that mission, and I would even wager to say that there's a certain amount of self-sacrifice in being who you are.
finally somebody that understands me.
Right.
Wow, you actually got me teary-eyed here, and I mean that for real. No,
yeah.
That's the truth. It's just nice to see somebody finally to see that, you know, that you mirror that in some aspect, that somebody that's on the outside, unbiased, intuitive, you know, seeing me in person, have had me on your show, it really touches the core of my soul. I mean that. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. And I do want to tell everyone that I've attended Michelle, a couple of Michelle's, where she's been the guest speaker, and she really is, you know, very passionate and wonderful speaker. And she it fills the room. Let me tell you, you fill the room. You've got a lot of energy, and I've enjoyed both times hanging out with you. So, and it's always a pleasure when you come on the show, Michelle, because, you know, I just really feel comfortable with you, and I have a great deal of respect. I got to tell you, Michelle, you're not going to guess what I did, okay, because you're going to think, okay, Allison, you have no life. But
no.
I only watch TV very briefly, maybe an hour and a half at night. And I taped all the episodes of America's Psychic Challenge, which, by the way, are still on TV.
I didn't even know that. I thought
so
they pulled that.
No, I don't. I don't think so. I taped them all. I DDR'd them. And I watched them. And so, because when I first watched them, I didn't know you at all. And then we've done shows together, and I've gotten to know you over the years. And so I watched them from new eyes.
Wow.
And from a different perspective. And I think one of the questions I wanted to ask you is this, okay? Because I feel that was a really huge learning experience for you.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel that show really in itself was a gift for you. How did filming and doing America's Psychic Challenge, how did that change you as a psychic, as a medium, and as a person?
It changed me in such a profound way that, you know, I've always been one to say, oh, don't limit yourself and anything's possible and, you know, miracles from small or large. And, you know, what's funny is I interviewed to do that show. They called me and I got it and I refused that show not once but three times and played pretty much hardball, you know, because of, the you know, my integrity and morals. And, you know, you're always rolling the dice whenever you do any type of reality show, as far as I'm concerned, because it's how they slice it and dice it. But this one was totally on the up and up with the FCC involved and everything. It changed my life, and the fact that just when you think, you know, wow, beam me up, Scotty, okay, meaning with my own, you know, intuitive skills as a medium, as a health intuitive, that when push comes to shove and, you know, I hate to, well, the truth be told, light comes to dark, that I just refuse to lose our battle, and through the grace of God and with God's, you know, heavenly messengers, I was able to do that. So it changed me. You know, it's funny because I just did this crazy, I don't even think you know, I just wrapped up another round global. I went global on this.
Yeah, I know you did. I know you did.
I didn't know if you knew, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember I told you, oh, I'll never do that again. Well, never say never. And no, there was no money involved. It wasn't about the money. And I was glad it was about principle. But I was called out. The same thing happened. You know, it had been about a little over 3 years, I think, maybe 3.5 years since America's Psychic Challenge. I knew I'd be called out again. And being that it was the old world, I thought, God, what an opportunity. I learned so much from America's Psychic Challenge. And I thought that was difficult. Holy moly. When I, you know, when I went away from America's Psychic Challenge, I realized that personally I had went through so much and I was able to, it made me stronger, it made me wiser, it made me that much more connected to God, if that's possible. And I really wanted to bring it home for the light and for all light workers and to show people that, you know, that God is here, God is with us, among us, within us, and how that's, you know, can be utilized in a helpful way. And I think that of all the crazy tests they did with America's Psychic Challenge, it was definitely the one that got me, which, you know, I'm really, really hard on myself. A lot of people don't really realize that, but I am perfectionist, and I'm probably my best or worst critic, however you want to read into that.
Sure, sure.
But finding that guy, that stunt man that was buried about 6 feet under, and 115 degrees in less than 30 minutes, for me, that was like, wow, I didn't know I could do that. And when I did this other show, Sixth Sense International, we aired in Amsterdam in the Netherlands, it took that to a whole new level again, just when I thought, gosh, you know, never say never, I said I'd never do it again. And I ended, and I said never, and I did America's Psychic Challenge, and I'm glad that I did it. And interestingly enough, I've never said this to anyone. You're the first one to share this with, or anyone. I've never said it to anyone, actually, other than God. The reason why I did the show in Holland also was because if I didn't show up there, darkness would have, if you get my drift.
Sure, sure.
So I said, oh, gosh, just in good conscience, I can't let that happen simply for that fact alone. It's like another battle.
Sure.
So I went and did that, and then it just showed me, wow, what I was able to do with this Sixth Sense International, which has already aired, just wrapped up the 8th week in Holland. It's now going to air in 13 other countries. Other countries are picking up worldwide. It'll air here in the States. We're actually waiting for, it's a whole season. It's 8 episodes. We're, Shantae and I are waiting for that to have somebody kind of slice that and dice that where we cut out the other people, because obviously you can't just simply put up the show by my contract. And put up different pieces so people here in the States can see, you know, the craziness, the insanity of, oh, my gosh, it makes America's Psychic Challenge look like walking in the park. And you know what? I went out of America's Psychic Challenge humble, and I went out of the Sixth Sense International even more humble, if that's possible. And I thought I was pretty darn humble, but yet so much wiser, so much stronger personally, so much more gifted spiritually, and said, oh my goodness, just when I thought that I couldn't do anything crazier, I did. And,
sure.
And when I say I did, it's not even fair to say that I did it, because I'm nothing more than an instrument, a humble messenger of God. I'm just the voice or the vehicle. I can't even take credit for that other than to simply having the gift and choosing to listen to it and utilize it to the best of my capacity and then some.
Sure. Well, what I kind of saw was that, you know, sometimes we set the bar a little bit too low in what we think we can do. And I think that America's Psychic Challenge made you realize that bar needed to be raised a little bit higher. And I think that sometimes you acted like you were surprised at your accuracy, like, oh, my God, I can't believe I just did that. And I can't imagine a show that would be even more difficult than that one.
Yes.
And I really am looking forward to, you know, hopefully some version of that airing in the United States. But it must have been difficult because you had to use translators with that, didn't you?
Oh, it was the most insane thing. I thought that I had, Shante called it, you know, my manager, she called it Mission Almost Impossible. I called it the ultimate mind screw. We're on radio. You know, I said, oh, this is for the Super Olympics for superheroes, not, you know.
Right.
It was complete insanity. I mean, from the first test, get this, we went about 16 hours a day, sometimes up to 3 tests a day, no sleep, no food. We moved around. I came from I traveled the furthest, obviously, because I came from the States all the way to Amsterdam, Holland. Most of the people, one winner was from. Now, everyone I went up against, remember, they're all winners. They all won their version. And it was actually TV Holland, and I found out. I stand to be corrected. It wasn't England that started this, Britain. It was actually TV Holland that started it. Then Britain bought the rights in America when they did America's Psychic Challenge. Well, TV Holland, they're on their 8th round of doing this.
Wow.
And then they've incorporated another show where they don't have us compete against each other, but they put all of us together to solve murder cases and do a whole season, let's say 8. A season now is 8 to 13 episodes. So I was in the Netherlands for about a little less than 2.5 weeks, and I was doing these crazy challenges, from extreme challenges to reading challenges, they called it, in the most severe weather conditions you can possibly think of, risking my life, no exaggeration.
Really?
Blindfolded, wheelchaired in, having nothing to work with, no one to really talk to you. Talk about being out of your comfort zone or even out of your country, right? I mean, this was like when you say to yourself, all right, it's official, Michelle. I said to myself, you have officially lost it and gone insane to do this. You will laugh. I know you. You will laugh your butt off when you see this show. You will just sit back and go, you'll have to watch that again and again. I know you and your humor. You will love this because it's real.
Okay, I can't wait. Sounds good. It sounds really, really good. But I, like I said, I just really kind of, when I connected to America's Psychic Challenge and just watched it again, I just realized that what you were able to do, that, you know, you probably walked away from that realizing that you underestimated what you were capable of doing. And yes, I understand the humility and being humble about that this is not you, you're just the radio. But still, you know, I don't care who you are as a psychic medium, I'm sorry, but it's just like a tennis player. If you don't work with that energy, you kind of start to get pretty crappy at it, you know? You have
That's
to
true.
Stay in tune, you have to go to the prayer, you have to do the meditation. You have to lead your life living it right in order to do the work. And so a certain amount of testimony has to go to you as being the channel, because you have to keep yourself in tune, and that takes some effort. You
That's
know, I
true.
Often I got to say that I often say to people, you know, if psychics and mediums and people that do light work, if they approached it the same way that other people approach their work, such as study, meditation and prayer and all the things that elevate your energy in order that you can do a better reading, so that you can make a better connection, so that you can do better work, you know. And it's just like any other field. It is something that you really need to constantly pay attention to, and
Absolutely.
I think in order to excel. And that's what I'm trying to say there.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I think that's a testimony to you, because again, as I watched America's Psychic Challenge, I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And from the get-go, out of the gate, I mean, you were the superstar. You know, sometimes on American Idol, when they predict who's going to win from the first show.
Right.
Well,
right.
You know, quite frankly, from the get-go, it was pretty, you were an obvious winner. Okay, no offense, but you kind of outshone everybody.
I'm glad you thought that. I certainly didn't know.
I did. I thought I was a little prejudiced. And that's not to say that the other people on the show weren't talented, because they were. And I also thought that what was really interesting is they were not necessarily, they had different modalities that they were working with, you know, an empath or a healer, you know, and there's a big difference in how you connect to information, you know, based on what your forte is, you know. So it was interesting
that's
how
true.
They mixed it all up and expect everybody to do the same thing. So I think that was really an interesting show. But so much about America's Psychic Challenge.
Right.
But I do see an evolution with you, Michelle. And
thank
I
you.
See an evolution of you know, sometimes, and I'm just going to say this, that we are in apprenticeship for our destiny. And all these experiences come along, setting the bar a little higher in order to push us to where we need to be. And I just really feel all of this has been a big push. I mean, that might be psychic insight on my part, but that's how I see it.
I think it's both. And it really was. And it's funny that, you know, 3 years later, maybe a little bit more than that, all of a sudden out of nowhere, I get this call. And then when they tell me if I don't come, what will come, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, boy, that's not even something I have to think about. So,
sure.
You know, I'll be honest, I went in there thinking, oh, yeah, I'm ready for anything. Well, I'll tell you, they surprised the heck out of me, and that's not easy to do, and they kept doing it. And I have to say, there was six of us in total. I can say that. And I think we surprised them right back. But I look at that show, and I would say just about everybody there in that show is a winner with the things that they could do. This is the first time I've actually seen real talent. I mean, real talent that it was diversified in the way that you were saying, and I respected that. You know, had already proved their skills and their ability. So I really, and what's interesting about, you know, the old world is they're hardcore skeptics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, religion in some sense doesn't play that big of a hand in some parts of the world, much less a spirituality. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, sure, prove it to me, let me say it. So it was a completely different way in working, a completely different set of tests, some of them that even kind of baffled me, like the way they went about it. But I have no regrets in doing it. And matter of fact, even went as far as to say, yeah, let's go another round. I must be sick in the head. Because, it really comes down to what you said, that it does push you further than what, you know, you're like, oh, no, I can't do that. But when push came to shove and, you know, it came down to it, I was able to do that, and that was very exciting for me, and that was very exhilarating, and that was like, wow, well, if I can do this, then maybe I can do more, and so let's explore those endless possibilities. So I'm always open to learning and growing, but at the same time, I want whatever body of work I'm doing to be of the ultimate, you know, have integrity. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go and do something that I know is a total sham or, you know,
yeah.
You know, it has to be on the up and up. It has to be all or nothing, or it just can't be. But I can, here's my prediction for myself, and no, they have not asked me yet. But as soon as I finished wrapping up, I said to Shanti, I said, I just know I'm going to be getting another call. And she goes, and let me guess, we'll be doing this again. And this show, they allowed her on the set, but she wasn't allowed to see the test, but at least she was allowed to be on the background as
sure.
my manager and just kind of observe just some of the how TVs hurry up and wait, you know?
Sure. Wow. Well, that's cool. Maybe I should bring Shante on and get that interview.
You know she's shy like that.
Yeah, right. Well, I want our listening audience to, you know, we were talking about Michelle's experiences on television, not only on America's Psychic Challenge, but on the international one that
yeah.
she just recently finished. But I want to encourage everyone to hop on over to her website, because it's a beautiful website. There's a lot of information there. It's michellewhitedove.com, okay? michellewhitedove.com, and you can get that link right from my BBS pages if you like. And there's a lot of information, her blogs, her books, her appearances. And I want to bring up some of these appearances, Michelle, because as I said to you before, Do you live constantly with your baggage packed? Because it just seems as though you're always traveling somewhere doing something. So you're going to be a keynote speaker at the Spiritual Awakening Conference. That's in Fort Lauderdale.
That's in Fort Lauderdale, June 10th. It's the whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's actually, they changed the name this year, Spiritual Awakening Conference. It's one of my, believe it or not, it's one of my favorite events because it's a Robin Rose. It's her event, and she really makes sure that all the speakers, and she, you know, handpicks them. We interact with that entire bunch of people in a very intimate, and it has such a spiritual high, you know, that when I do leave there, I actually feel like I'm a little blue for a few days, and then realize, okay, we had all those people that were on this, you know, spiritual high. Imagine that. So I'm looking forward to that. And Robin Rose goes, come on, Michelle, we're going to have you bang it out and start with a fire. I'm like, oh, nothing like a little pressure. And then I'll be in Lilydale, upstate New York again, July 2nd, which it is an honor and a privilege because, you know, many people don't know this is the same as Casadega. I finally got to go to Casadega for my first time.
Did you meet Louis Gates in Casadega?
Oh, goodness gracious. You know, I probably did in my memory banks going back right now. It was a wonderful experience. I must have done something right. They invited me back, so I was like, all right, goody gumdrops. I think they were actually grading me back there, honestly.
Like, I'm sure they are.
Yeah, like
they don't let people
in
to Casadega, you know, that easily. Yeah.
And tell them that. I mean, for all you listeners, they really don't. You have to get their eye, and then you have to meet their approval, and they take a vote. There's a council. to get in there, it's a big deal, not only in Casadega. Casadega originates from upstate Lilydale, New York, but that's where I did the HBO documentary, No One Dies in Lilydale, which, by the way, everyone can buy now on Amazon.line through under documentaries. Obviously, HBO, No One Dies in Lilydale, you can purchase that. I'm on the cover as well as in the, obviously, the documentary itself, to kind of bring a little color and humor, I think. But Lily
Gale's
the
cover girl.
Yes, the cover girl, yes. As I was doing an interview squinting in the sun, I'm like, thanks. But I'm also doing a sacred sites journey, going to Ireland and England September 1st through the 11th on 2011. Notice all those ones there?
I noticed.
With Robin Rose, and that's a sacred site. So for all you guys that are listening, there are some openings still left. And again, we're keeping this a small, intimate group, very hands-on, 20, besides those of us that are working, Robin Rose, I'm bringing Shantae, my manager, myself, Joelle. So that's, you know, for everybody listening, if this is the one vacation you want to take and be spiritual and, you know, have this opportunity, I don't even know if I'll be able to do something like this again, going into TV more and more, but the Sacred Sites Journey, there's still openings there, and I'm really excited about that. But all this is on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, you know, the official website.
It's, find Michelle on Facebook. Twitter her, Facebook her.
Google me, Google me, whatever.
And I do want to tell everyone that, you know, I went on a cruise for my honeymoon, and I was bored out of my mind. And I decided that the next cruise, if I was going to take one, I wanted to really have it be something where I went with a group or something like that. And that was where I kind of went on my first spiritual cruise. And I have to say that the one thing about, you know, so many people across the United States, you know, they've experienced this awakening and this desire and this knowledge and this thirst. You know, their soul is awakening, and they want the knowledge. And sometimes there aren't people in your community. Sometimes you feel isolated. Maybe there aren't programs or places to go where you live. But I'm telling you that if you go on one of these spiritual cruises or journeys or whatever, you meet friends for life. I still, to this day, talk to people that I met back in 2003. They're my buds. They're my friends, and we stay in touch. So you meet like-minded people, you make friends for life, and they're some of the best. It's one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself is to, you know, if you're so inclined to take one of these sacred cruises or sacred journeys, and you're going to be going to Ireland and England. What sites are you going to see there?
Oh my goodness, we have Stonehenge, of course.
Of course.
Avonbury and Fairy Hills and the ancient abbeys and the medieval castles and it just goes on and on. I probably did a Michelleism there, just going down the notes. I mean, this is going to be phenomenal, and just the work that we're going to be able to do, and just the energy that is emanating from these sacred sites. So
right, and you're very hands-on.
Very hands-on, yeah.
Right, you're accessible to people, because I know sometimes people go on some of these and they only see the people that are doing the presentation for a limited amount of time, and you're right there all the time with them. So I think that's the beautiful thing right there. So.
That is, I love that. You know, I mean, it is the fans that support me, my clients, my students, the people, whatever category we want to put that in. And
sure.
So I always... you know, see that as the people supporting me and hopefully me contributing to the people. And so
sure.
I'm always happy to sign books, take photos, spend time. I mean, that or even extra time. I'm, you know, notorious as Shantae rolls her eyes back sometimes going, okay, I know you're in a state of grace, but you've been on the phone with that person for an hour and a half. You know, it's not like I put on a dinger, you know, one of those timers.
All right.
It's just... But I have to be honest with you, it's difficult to juggle the schedule right now. I've just come out from touring from the East Coast where you are, and I've been so many places, my head's still spinning, and I'm like, oh,
sure.
Goodness, I'm trying to reboot, basically, and get ready for the Spiritual Awakening Conference, which is always a boost, never a downer, you know? And,
right.
And Lily Dale is, too.
Yeah. I just want to tell everybody that I've seen Michelle at one of her lectures. I was kind of helping out. People were coming up for book signings, and Michelle had really done a very high energy lecture. She had done readings for as many people as she could in the listening audience. I'm sure she was tired from traveling and whatnot, and people were lined up to have their books signed, and everybody was wanting to ask another question of Michelle. One more question. And, you know, and I have to give her a lot of credit for her grace and for her kindness and her generosity of spirit, because she answered the question, and I know that she was exhausted and she just kept on ticking. So, you know, that's the true sign of a healer, and that's the true sign of somebody who, to me, you know, that generosity of spirit. So I appreciated observing you in person when I was at your last lecture anyhow. Just want to shout out what a nice, I guess for me, I look at people, and it's not a matter of judgment, because, you know, whatever you do is what you choose to do. It's right for you. You know, that's the way I look at it. Whatever you're doing is right for you. But when I look at somebody that really is in the public eye, such as yourself, and you know, you stand for, you know, kind of like the speaking word for a lot of us. You are a known and recognized psychic medium and light worker. And so, you know, I take a great deal of pride in knowing that you're out there doing the work, because I know that you have so much integrity in the work that you do. And I'm very happy to have you represent me. Just saying. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so...
You're killing me. I know I'm learning how to receive, but you're killing me.
Yeah, you got to learn how to receive. Yeah, sometimes. I want to just let our listeners know that Michelle always is, you know, and this is someone... who also, you know, if you can't see her in person, or even if you can't afford a reading, you know, Michelle so kindly offers to come on to the radio shows, and she does offer to do readings for our listeners, which is another, you know, just free, available for anyone. So Michelle is going to be taking questions from our listening audience. So really quick, I'm going to give out the numbers, but just be aware, I'm going to say them fast. They're also located on the front page of bbsradio.com. And you can just go to there and get the numbers right off of that page. But the call-in numbers are 888-815-9756, 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, 530-413-4522. And, you know, I guess your time of rest is over, because I know I heard a beep just before I gave the numbers. So what I'm going to do is, Michelle, you want their name and anything else, a specific question?
Yes, because so many people do want messages. So I just asked for their first name, a specific question. Please know I'm a straight shooter. I don't edit the information. Anyone that knows me knows that. But for those of you that are new or maybe listening for the first time, don't ask unless you're prepared to hear the truth. And Spirit's always very, very loving, but they're going to tell you, this is the problem, but more importantly, this is the solution, and I can only give it to you. It's up to you to act on it. And God doesn't judge, and Spirit doesn't judge, and they honor our free will. And I think that that's something as for humans and humanity that we might want to remind ourselves sometimes that we shouldn't judge, and it's not for us to judge, and that we all have the ability to co-create a reality, whether that's beautiful or maybe somebody's beautiful nightmare. But yes, just a first name, a specific question. I don't need your biological age. I just need your sun sign. And I am not an astrologer. It only helps me to hear the voice and kind of tune into the energy a little bit more.
Okay, so I'm assuming our caller that called in and is patiently waiting on the line heard what Michelle just said. So who's calling, please?
Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
You're welcome. So give your sun sign and then...
Gemini.
Gemini. And what's your question for Michelle?
I know there are no mistakes in the world, but I forgot to sign up my 4-year-old son at the same school that my other son goes to for kindergarten next year, and I just wanted some input on how things might play out because I'm very nervous about the schools that I have left to select from.
Where are you calling from, Mila? From East Coast?
I'm calling from Tallahassee, Florida.
Tallahassee. Hello, Tallahassee.
Yes.
It's been a while since I've heard from Tallahassee. I just love to know where these people are coming from. Don't sweat it so much. Honestly, honey, Mercury was in retrograde. It went direct on the 23rd. I always give it a shadow, a two-week shadow. Allison can tell you more about that than I. But I know that you are like, oh, my gosh, if I would have known that, you know. I have to be honest with you. I feel there may have been a miscommunication that you might be able to still get your son into the school that you want. Don't give up on that so easily. Right when you started talking, I'm tuning in. I'm like, all right. And I know as moms, how at least I have two grown boys, and we get a little crazy when it comes to our children. That's okay, I think, on some levels. And I can tell, and I say this with love, you are definitely anal retentive and very loving and very loyal and very fierce and want the best for your children. I feel sorry for anybody that messes with your babies because they're messing with you. But
that's right.
With that said, I want you to know there's a very good possibility he can still get into the school you wanted him to. Miscommunication. Try it.
Should I speak to a different person at the school?
Yes.
Because I keep trying.
No, I want you to know you're echoing. Your effort, they hear you in the heavens. They're like, she really wants this. Tell her to go back to it. Talk to another person. Calm your energy down a little bit. Come from a more feminine approach, feminine energy. Work with the Archangel Michael, Raphael. I'm telling you, I really feel you're going to be able to get them in there. And even if you weren't, but I'm going to hold my ground on this and say that I feel that you can, you'd be able to get them in a school that you can live with. But I know you really want them in there with your son, and I do too, his brother. And I think that there's no thinking in this process. Let me clarify that. It's just simply them downloading or through your conversation. So go back, calm your energy down, be more, you know what I mean? More the feminine, not the pouncing mama bear tiger or mama bear. And you'd be surprised. They're like, oh, wait a minute. I think we can do this.
Okay.
All right. Hey, listen, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, listen, thank you so much, and God bless.
Thank you,
Amy.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, Amy. Yes, that was a mama bear.
That's a mama bear, but, you know, I have to respect that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm a mama bear, too, even when they're grown.
That's true. Okay. All right, so we still have the lines open, and you're welcome to call into the show and ask Michelle a very specific question. And, of course, we got another caller, so we'll just take this caller. Who's calling, please?
This is Tamara from California, and happy anniversary to you and Sam.
Aww. Well, thank you so much, sweetie. Appreciate that.
She was listening. That's very nice.
Yeah, well, we want them to listen, Michelle.
Yeah, I know, but you'd be surprised how many of them are just hearing us but not listening. Go ahead.
Okay, so what's your sign and what's your specific question for Michelle?
And I'm going to Tewkesbury, England to explore a past life that I had in 1740. Will I be able to, and I'm going this fall, and they were pagan. The family, I was a housekeeper for a family at that time.
Yeah, but
and they were pagan, so I have to explore the stones there. I might have
to go on your
tour.
Yeah, that's going to be a great tour, but what I keep seeing as a past life for you is she was burned at the stake as a witch, but you weren't really a witch, you were a healer.
Okay, was I burned during that time because the house was burned?
Yes, you were burned, and they burned
you. I was burned.
Yeah, I'm surprised you.
Okay.
So that's what I need to clarify for you so you don't have an anxiety attack or freak out. Just know that it was then, and it was out of their ignorance and fear, and we'll say politics, religion, government, they go hand in hand if you ask me, but that was then, this is now. Know where to place that fear. And understand that doesn't mean that you're going to be ridiculed or put on the, burned or put on the cross for the way that you believe. Because if we look up the definition of a witch, it really is a healer. But ignorance breeds fear, fear breeds, you know. So it goes on and on. So just know where to place that is what I'm saying, honey. But, yes, that's one of that's another area that I love to do. And I do past life readings, and I don't use regression. I actually, as a medium, go to the Akashic Records, and it's through the elders with the blessing of, let's say, you. And then, obviously, my tent has to be pure, and I'm given anywhere from 6 to 8 lives in great length and detail. And I find it to be one of the best healing modalities, besides prayer, of course, for people, because some of you have fears that you can't place in this life, but yet there's
It has everything to do with this lifetime.
Right, but yet it baffles you. This is going
to
set you free.
Will I find graves?
Yes, it's going to set you free, yes.
Okay.
But something I would like to recommend to you besides this experience is when you get the chance to check out my site, look into a past life reading because you have a lot of bleed-throughs or what I call, that's why I'm elaborating on it, speaking on it, imprints, scars on your spirit.
Oh, yes.
From
it had everything to do with this lifetime. Yes.
Right. And so the only way
to... That's why I have to explore that lifetime.
Absolutely. But I think you're going to be surprised. It's not just that lifetime, but I definitely see you being burned, and that's something that's really stuck with you, that's carried over in this lifetime, that's kind of suppressed you in a way. And we need all the light workers up that we can get going and running, and we need all of you to spiritually wake up and embrace your own intuitive voice. All of you have the same abilities as Allison or myself or anyone, that intuition, and you can fine-tune it. So don't be fearful of it, honey. It's not going to happen to you in this life, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And you will find it.
Well, should I go to the church to find their graves?
That I cannot answer fairly, in the sense of that if that's where you feel drawn to, then go there. You're looking to make a connection to God and to people that are like-minded. That doesn't necessarily mean it always has to be in church. It can be sometimes just people that have the same belief system and are on the same vibration.
Oh, I'm going to England to actually find the graves. That's what I mean.
Oh, you mean the grave? No, I think that you will. As I said, your mission will be successful, and I see you almost getting like where you can breathe, set free on some levels. But I still feel that you're going to need some what I call past life work. That's why I'm rambling on about this past life regression. Look into that. And it's a different way than like with Brian Weiss, Dr. Brian Weiss, who worked with regression where he would use hypnosis. That doesn't work with everyone, and it's a series of cycles. And I don't even know anyone in that particular area in that form as far as hypnosis that I'd recommend. But I do it through the Akashic Records as a medium. Just look into it,
that's
honey.
What I'm interested in is the Akashic Records.
Yes, and that's something I specialize in. So go to my website, MichelleWhiteup.com. Thank you for
your
call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Thank you. Bye, bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, it's really interesting about things from past lives bleeding in. Of course, you know, with numerology, there's a lot of information on past life in that. And it does give you some indications of where you've been and what you've been up to. And I always find that fascinating. And it's so interesting for me that when people carry it into this lifetime, you can actually peg behaviors in that person based on the numbers.
Absolutely. So I think what you do, you're so good at it, honestly. That's what I always say. They need to talk to you about numerology or astrologically. That's more your department. My department is as a medium in the areas that I am diverse in. At least I will say, when I do not know a topic, I am smart enough to keep my mouth shut or say, you need to talk to this person. This is the person that can help you.
Right. And then it's the same on the same key. You know, it's like if somebody needs a medium and a psychic, it's
my absolutely, absolutely.
But it's
by the way,
how.
All the listeners out there, I just want to say that Allison, you know, she's done a little bit of work on me and really blown me away. So she's wonderful in what she does and how she does it. I think's great.
Oh, thanks, Michelle. That's really sweet of you. I'll send you that $5 tip later.
Okay. It's not needed. It's well learned.
Okay, so we have another caller. So who's calling in, please?
Liliana.
Hi, Liliana. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you? Thank you for taking my phone call.
You're welcome. Just give Michelle your sun sign and also ask her a specific question.
Okay, my sun sign is Aquarius. And actually, I'm asking about my career because it looks like I finished up my exams to take my career.
I was going to say, honey, wait, stop. How come I'm seeing schooling, though? You're talking about a career, and I'm seeing you studying and taking tests and adding to your credentials.
I'm done with all my steps, with all the exams, so I was applying for the residency, to take the residency here in the United States, but it looks like no opportunity, no interview, nothing, so I'm just worrying, should I try, keep trying for next year, or I was thinking to go to England to try there.
England, have you been there, love? It's you know, the caste system there, you really have to, it's a bit, it's difficult, and believe it or not, even though the pound is a heck of a lot more than our dollar or even the euro or many forms of money, the whole world is feeling the economy in some sense, but I have to say that that spirit's saying to tell you not to give up. You're already giving up on something that you shouldn't give up on. And Allison, help me out here. I'm letting these people know about when Mercury goes in retrograde, even though it's just gone direct, how that kind of gives us an illusion of a setback when, in fact, it's not.
Right, exactly.
If you'd elaborate on that.
Yes, and we've just gone through Mercury in retrograde, and so sometimes it can slow things down, make things appear as though it's going in reverse instead of forward motion.
Yeah.
It even slows down our forward motion, like the things that we're trying to attain and achieve. So I think what you've just kind of had is this very slow-moving time, but it's just come out of retrograde. Within the next week, things should start speeding up, and I think that you should see some movement.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you've been sending out resumes and going for interviews, but you're not getting any callbacks. But, you know, give it some time. Give it some time because, you know, this Mercury in retrograde, when that just happened, and nothing's going to happen. And you don't even want a job when Mercury's in retrograde. You want to wait until you come out of it before you take a job because chances are there's a miscommunication there. So what Michelle's saying, I agree, to hold on and to not give up because you're just coming into some much better energy to allow you to get the job.
I could. That's so well said. She said it perfect, and that's why she's good at what she does. And that's the message as well that I'm trying to. That's why I wanted her to give it to you from another perspective. Don't give up on this, and you're going to get it. So keep sending out resumes. Don't give up so easy. Nothing good comes so easily. Anything that's worth having doesn't come easy, and nothing in this world is free. And nothing in this world, even though the pharmaceutical companies are going to say, take this pill, you're spiritually enlightened. God wants us to do the work here on earth. Do the work. You're a good girl, and you know how important this is, and you're going to do great things. So don't give up. And you also have the Blessed Mother Mary in your corner. The Blessed Mother Mary is the mother of miracles.
Yes, I do have.
And she hears your cries, and she hears your tears, and she feels your pain. And she tells you to have more than faith, more than hope, to know that this is your destiny, and she's there to aid you, along with your own guardian angels and spirit guides. And Spirit loves you. The hand of God has blessed you. You will get this, and you will do great things. You have a pure heart, a pure mind, and a pure soul, and you will help so many people. God bless you. You are a sweetie. You're just all love, and it's just so refreshing to come across a soul that's so pure and so clean as yours, and that will be of service to so many. And you always stay humble, and I like that. And you're always adding to your credentials, and you're not one of these people that say, oh, I know everything. You're so humble, and you know so much. So you keep going, because you're going to get it. All right?
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No, okay, thank God. And a blessed Mother Mary. God bless you, love. Good night.
Thank you, Sweetie.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The only other thing that I don't know if you felt this as well, but... And I, hopefully she's still listening, maybe to check back with where places she's already applied.
Yeah.
Not heard anything that her it could have been lost. It could have been lost or misfiled.
Exactly.
So if you're still listening, sweetie, even do a follow-up call to where you've already applied and ask them if they've reviewed your resume, because it may have gotten lost or misplaced. That's the only other thing that I would say with Mercury in retrograde.
And I feel she'll get it. And the other thing, honey, if you're still listening, is you really need to work on building up that self-esteem, because she's so lovely. But, you know, so many ignorant younger souls see that sweetness and that generosity and that giving. They see it as a vulnerability and weakness, and that's their ignorance. But, you know, she has generosity and kindness, and I don't want her to lose that and become jaded. But you need to work on building up your self-esteem, self-love for self, and she has it for others. But more self-esteem for self. It doesn't mean you have to be egotistical or pompous. It just means you're confident in the job that you're doing, that you love it and you're good at it and your heart's in it. So
right.
Moving along.
Well, you know, that's one thing that people get a little bit confused on too, Michelle. So if you don't mind, I want to kind of take off on that a little
bit. Sure.
The ego. Okay.
Yeah.
There has to be a certain amount of self-love, because I think in order to be enlightened or before you could be any good to anyone else, you have to take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
And so I feel that sometimes people misconstrue self-love for ego. And
they
do
it all the time, actually. And self-love is completely separate from ego. Ego is all about me, 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 I, selfishness. It's about getting caught in the lower mind, which is the intellect or certain programming or belief systems. Hopefully that we will outgrow. It's all a learning experience. But self-love is respect and love for yourself, that God loved us so much but made us out of unconditional love with wisdom and grace and all these wonderful things, and put us here to have it in many of experiences that God experiences through us. And we should care for our temple. If we don't have our health, we have nothing. I see people have so much money, and they have money to do anything, go anywhere, but if they don't have their health, then they can't go anywhere and do anything, and they can't buy that. So it's important that we have that quality with quantity and love ourselves. We have to love ourselves truly and fully and unconditionally before we can even love others unconditionally and truly and know their worth. I think it's important at this time and age that we have, that humanity finds the love for humanity within each other, to love each other unconditionally. I see such a lack of this more and more, of loving oneself unconditionally and loving our brothers and sisters unconditionally. And that means strip down whatever conditions that have been programmed there. Does he have this flashy car or enough money? Or is she pretty enough to be a trophy wife? Those are conditions, quite superficial and materialistic and very shallow, and it will only get you so far. So that's what I mean. You know, love me when I'm a beautiful mess, then I know you love me unconditionally. Love me when the times are not easy as well as the times are good. Through all the thick and thin, just as God loves us when we're being good to ourselves and others, and even when we're not being so nice to ourselves and others, God never fails us and loves us unconditionally. That's what we need in this world a little bit more. I love how everyone's so loose with, I'm sorry. I know you're sorry. If you're sorry, redeem yourself. That's why the word redemption is a beautiful thing. You love me. Show me that you love me unconditionally. Telling me that's nice here and there, but showing me is the real deal. You know, action. That's what
right.
Spirit wants from us all right now, is action, to act out our lives based on these spiritual, universal laws and tools that apply to all of us, but to live it, not just say that we know it, believe it, but live it.
Sure. And I think unconditional love also, I think one of the key elements is not to try to judge each other because,
yes.
You know, I often say that if you understand that each and every soul has an agenda in this lifetime and what to learn, what to experience, how to grow, how to raise its consciousness, and that through different experiences, this is how we do these things. And we don't know the other person's plan. We couldn't possibly know that. So we sit in judgment of people all the time, and we don't accept them and just know that everything happens for a reason, that certain experiences, even the way they act, the way that they are, you know, in order to learn not to be, you know, a jerk is by being a jerk and realizing that no one likes you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So eventually you're going to come to the conclusion, gosh, I'm a jerk, so I got to change my ways in order to, you know, maybe ask for some forgiveness and try being nicer. You know, but it's in the process of being the jerk, you should love the jerk because you know there's a lesson in there somewhere for that person, right?
Absolutely.
So that's where not judging people or where we see people and we're always putting labels on them and maybe it's not according to our ethics or our moral values, but our truth is our truth. We have to walk what's right for us and we have to allow other people to do what's right for them and kind of accept their journey for whatever it might be. And that's really unconditional love and forgiveness and letting go and lack of judgment, all those are really important things. Hard thing to do, though, because I'll tell you what, you know, sometimes, you know, you like you say, love me when I'm being a brat, you know, and when I'm not being my higher self sometimes.
That's
it's
right.
Hard to be.
That's
so,
right. And we all
okay,
have
well,
those moments.
Yeah, we have one more caller, and I'm just going to tell you, Michelle, I'm going to make you real brief on this because we just got a couple of minutes before the end of the show, so let me just take the caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Linda, and I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay, Linda, and your specific question.
Well, I've been unemployed for over a year now. I have some medical issues that I don't have to be able to do. I'm looking for a new job and career. I just wonder if Michelle can give me any insight.
Your birth sign again, love.
Sagittarius.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, East Coast. Voice energy seems familiar. That's why I ask. Okay, that's what I thought. I see a lot of blocks, and I see a lot of the blocks are starting to come up. If you follow me, or the walls are starting to fall down rather, and I really feel like by the end of what are we in here? We're, oh my goodness, already May. Oh, for the love of God, my birthday's coming up. Seems like I just had one of those.
Yeah,
thanks. I'm like, geez, I really don't pay attention to that. I think that's why it's a surprise. But I'd say coming in towards the end of this year, definitely going into the beginning, you're doing something else. And see, with you, it's all or nothing. You know, it's got to be something that you really love to do and you're passionate with. And when you're doing it with, you know, the love and the passion and you love it, you just shine and you're good at it. And I like things that are in the arts for you as well as people don't realize this, but I really break it down to four categories of servicing humanity. You're good with people also, though, as well. But the arts, sports fall under the arts, hands-on with people because each person is so different. And you get bored easy, and you need that. You need to be diverse and, you know, jumping in and jumping out. So you're going to be fine, honey. I knew you, and I have a love for you, too. Oh, don't I? Uh-huh. Yes.
Is that the end of
No, it could be even before that, but, like, where you're in there solid, you know, where you're like, okay, this is it, and I feel good. And I really feel excited for you, especially starting the year 2012. I feel like you're just totally have it all together and you feel very happy and very like fire, like the element of fire.
Okay.
It's
all right,
good
Linda,
thing.
Good news. Good news, Linda.
She's a perfectionist, but you gotta love that.
Okay, Linda, thanks for calling. Okay, I think she was like,
I wanted an earlier time frame there, Michelle. I will I want to say this for everybody listening. We are truly co-creators of our reality, and we can make things happen sooner. We really can. And we can also push things away. But there is divine timing there as well. But I find many times we can be the block, whether, you know, we're blocking something, or sometimes even God puts the right opportunity, right person in front of us, and we don't listen to our intuition or we don't trust it, and then we lose it. But God brings that opportunity around again. So we always have to have hope, and we can never give up, or what's the point of being here, right?
Right, exactly. All right. Well, listen to your heart. Our 55 minutes flew, and then we're done. It's done. So I just want to give everybody your website, which is michellewhitedove.com. Make sure you visit the website. There's certainly some really wonderful books and all kinds of things that you can certainly read Michelle's blog. By the way, silver just shot through the roof. You know that, right? And that's in your blog.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody listened to you, they'd be rich by now. But that's a whole other story, a whole other show. So,
yeah.
Michelle, thank you so much for coming on the show. You know I love you. You know I always appreciate our conversations. And hopefully I'll see you in person again real soon in the future.
Oh, I know we will. And you know where I am if you need me. It's always a pleasure to do your show. I look forward to it. And I know you're going to love this new show. And that will be out there for everybody to see. And also the new books that are coming out, Ask White Dove and The Angels of the Ocean, Dolphins, Whales, and Mermaids, the next children's book. Thank you so much, Allison. You're the best. Love right back at you. And love to all the people that are listening.
Okay. Thanks, Michelle. Good night, honey.
God bless.
All right, everybody. I'll be back again next week. So I'll see you then Monday night, okay? In the meantime, you go have a great week. And you know I'm always wishing you abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.